Attorneys who won anti-tobacco cases in the 1990s are now going after what they call big food. We'll learn more next.
Now to the question of big food and big science and where good science runs into the law. Large food companies like PepsiCo and Heinz recently attracted some unwanted attention from a few big-time lawyers. Attorneys who won anti-tobacco cases in the 90s are going after what they're calling big food, saying the companies are deceiving their customers by mislabeling their ingredients. Don Barrett is a Mississippi lawyer who fought and won against tobacco companies in the 90s. Now he is lining up cases against big food. Don Barrett, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Steve.
The New York Times had a big article on what you were doing, and I imagine that garnered even more attention. What is the focus of your claims against these big conglomerates?
Well, the cases are based on the fact that these big conglomerates routinely violate the law. The FDA has specific regulations which are incorporated as law in most states, saying exactly what can be put on labels and what cannot be put on labels. The idea is that the American public is entitled to accurate information, as the lady just said that preceded me in a different context. And that's exactly right. And that's what Americans have been used to since the early 1900s, since the Muckrakers and Sinclair Lewis back in the early 1900s were subjected, exposed how the American people were subjected to adulterated products. And we are entitled as Americans to be able to read the label and understand what we are buying so that we can make informed choices for our family and our children. When you look at Chobani yogurt, and maybe you're a soccer mom and you've got a child that's obese, and 25% of the children in America are obese, and so you don't want sugar, or maybe that child even is a diabetic, and you look at the label, and guess what? It's no sugar. However, it does say it has evaporated cane juice. Well, that's a deception. That's nothing but sugar. And the law says that you can't say evaporated cane juice, but they ignore the law, violate the law with impunity, and the law says you can't sell it.
Well, they must have a loophole by which they are following that. By the way, we did try to get some folks from the food industry to talk to us. We succeeded. We did not succeed yet. Maybe we will. But they must have some loophole by which they can straight face say it.
Well, that's interesting. They do have a loophole. The loophole is that the FDA does not have enough personnel or money to enforce the law. And they realize that the FDA, the regulatory agency, does not have the money. And these regulations are arcane, and they're difficult to understand. And so once we dove into it, and then we realized what Big Food was doing, and we've decided to expose what they're doing. It's very simple.
Now, you know that in the New York Times article, they quoted some folks from different industries saying that these are without merit, these claims. And the spokesperson for Montgomery McCracken, which makes Nutella, they said it's difficult to take some claims seriously. For instance, that a consumer was deceived into believing that a chocolate hazelnut spread for bread was healthy for their children. Another case, a judge throwing out a case against PepsiCo because they'd been accused of false advertising because Cap'n Crunch berries don't contain real berries. I mean, is there such a notion as a reasonable consumer, and they should understand that chocolate hazelnut spread or crunch berries are not healthy?
Absolutely, and that's what the law is based on. And, of course, those examples are frivolous cases and silly sort of cases that make you chuckle. These are not – our cases are light years away from that. Our cases are about serious mislabeling, misbranding that violates the law. For example, let's take Pam cooking spray. Do you think that an average consumer would like to know that he's spraying lighter fluid on his eggs in the morning? I think they would. It's
Pam has lighter fluid in it?
Yes, it certainly does.
Is that what the propellant is? It's listed as propellant?
That's what they say, it's a propellant, but they don't say what it is, and it's illegal not to say what it is. They have to say what it is. And the propellant has propane, butane. That's just lighter fluid. It's all it is, and it's in the egg. It's in whatever you cook. It gets on the pan. I mean, it's what you eat. And I don't the American people deserve better than that. The American people deserve when added sugar, and people are the American public is starting to wake up to the problem with these processed foods, with what's being put in them, and many people do not want added sugar, and so these big food continues to put added sugar in, but they call it something else. They call it evaporated cane juice. Well, that's deceptive, but it's also illegal. And there are certain things that flow from that, Steve, and the law is strong. The law says if it's misbranded like that, you can't sell it.
Do you equate the big tobacco companies with the big food companies in terms of their approach to deception, as you're calling it, or the using of science to cloud, using of junk science to cloud what the realities are?
I do, Steve, and don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the tobacco industry, kills 500,000 Americans a year, so nothing is as bad as the tobacco industry. But you asked, were they similar in the way they approach what they're doing? And the answer is yes. Big food is similar to big tobacco. It's all about deception. It's all about lying to the American people. And the good thing about these new lawsuits is that there are specific laws which specifically forbid them from doing what they're doing as far as food labeling is concerned, and we're going to be able to take advantage of those laws. And so this litigation is not going to last forever. We're going to win it.
When do you go to court on some of these? When do you actually get a hearing?
We have a hearing date on October the 26th for our we have asked for a preliminary injunction for the court to go ahead and stop the selling of PAM cooking spray until they reformulate the product and take out the lighter fluid, or until they tell the American people on the label, which is what they're required to do, that it does contain butane and propane and these other artificial ingredients that they've hidden in their labeling process.
How far do you want the labeling to be changed? I mean, what's the goal here?
Just to tell the truth. Just so, and the FDA has specific rules that says exactly how to, the rules are not complicated, they know how to obey the law. You call things by their real names. You don't say that sugar is evaporated cane juice. You don't say that lighter fluid is propellant.
Now, by the way, do they admit that the propellant is a propane, or do they say, oh, no, this is still just canola oil?
Unfortunately for them, they have to put out the stuff that they are selling as food is so toxic that they have to have a material safety data sheet. And for the material safety data sheet, which the public doesn't see, but for PAM, states exactly what's in it. Propane, butane, all these various, the lighter fluid, in other words. And so I hope they do deny it in court, but they can't deny it. It's there.
Yeah. All right, Don Barrett. We'll travel with you, and we'll track the case with you, I hope.
Fine. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
Good to talk to you, Steve.
Good to talk to you, sir. Don Barrett's a Mississippi lawyer who fought and won against tobacco companies in the 90s. He is now taking on some big food corporations and their what he's calling their mislabeling of their ingredients on their products.